Holding their freezing hands over the flames, Button, Spike, Zeke, and Maisie huddled around a burning oil drum. In the shadows, haphazard structures made of cardboard, discarded tin, and flotsam from the river leaned against a cyclone fence. Buttons pulled his coat tighter and yanked his baseball cap lower over his ears.
"God damn! Winter came early this year," he complained.
High above their heads, the tires of automobiles rumbled across steel girders and cold pavement as traffic rushed in and out of the city on the Brooklyn Bridge.
"You say that every year," Maisie told him, "but it's a cold fucker for sure."
"You got any of that hooch left, Buttons?" Spike asked.
"Yeah, that'll take the chill off my pecker,"
Zeke cackled.
"Watch your language around ladies, Zeke."
Buttons scowled at him.
"Sorry, Maisie, forgot you were there."
Buttons dug inside the long, dirty wool overcoat he was wearing, searching each pocket carefully. He kept as many of his belongings on his person as he could.
"Bingo!"
He held up a half-full pint bottle, and the firelight danced through the brown glass, the liquor glowing a deep amber.
"There's a slug for each of us, Spike, so don't go being the pig that we all know yous can be."
Maisie reached for the bottle.
"Ladies first."
She took a careful portion, leaving plenty for the three men.
"Gimme!"
Spike reached and snatched it out of Maisie's hand.
"God damn it, Spike! Don't be so greedy!"
"I'm cold and I'm thirsty!"
Zeke grabbed the bottle from Spike's mouth before he could drink more than his share. Buttons watched as a few dribbles of liquid ran down Spike's chin, and he promptly redirected them into his mouth with a filthy finger.
"You're a hog, you know that, Spike?"
Zeke drank and passed the almost empty bottle to Buttons.
"Jesus, thanks for leaving me some,"
he said, holding the bottle to his mouth to assure the last drops flowed down his throat. The bottle drained, he pitched it behind him into the darkness, and a half a second later he heard the satisfying explosion of glass against the rocks.
"Got a funny story to tell you,"
Buttons belched.
"I was up in Times Square last night, and this rich asshole and his blue-blood wife was walking by, so I hit him up for some change. But do you think they'd give me a fucking dime?"
"Those fucking Park Avenue types. Cheap bastards, every one of them," Spike said.
"You sad it. Give me a everyday working stiff every time. At least they'll slip you a little something,"
Zeke snorted.
"Will you shut the fuck up? You want to hear my story or not?"
Buttons was easily affronted when he was interrupted.
"Go ahead, dear. Be quiet, you guys,"
Maisie said, patting Buttons' arm.
"So I'm hitting this guy up for a little moolah, and all of a sudden I feel sick. Before you know it, I stumbled into him and then tossed my cookies up all over the front of his coat."
Remembering the expression on the rich guy's face, he bent over, laughing uproariously, and slapped his knee.
"You should have seen the look on that poor bastard's face. Bet he wished he'd given me some coin and got rid of me." "What'd he do?"
Maisie asked.
"Started yelling, threatened to call the coppers. But then one of them fucking do-gooders, you know, the ones that prance around in their blue and silver jackets and their stormtrooper boots, he come up and tossed me in the street."
"Oh, shit, I hate those guys," Spike said.
"Speaking of which, I gotta take a crap. My stomach ain't feeling too good,"
Buttons complained.
"That hooch last night played hell with my guts."
Without saying anything else, he turned and walked towards the bulkhead that kept the river out of the city. Buttons could feel Maisie's eyes follow him. He was particularly fond of her. Once she teased him and told him he was cute as a button. He would never tell her, but he liked the nickname. He walked until he reached the edge of the East River. Pulling some toilet paper out of his pocket, he walked behind some broken-up slabs of concrete and began to untie the rope that kept his pants up. Out of the darkness, three men rushed up to him. They were dressed in black and had ski masks over their faces. They frog-marched Buttons up to the top of the embankment, and two of the men held his arms, forcing him to stand with his back to the river. Silently, the third man reached into his belt and pulled out a silver .22 revolver. Buttons' eyes grew round with sick anticipation.
"What the fuck? What's this about?"
were his dying words. The man with the gun stepped up nearer and shot him point blank in the heart. The two men holding Buttons gave him a hard shove, and he toppled into the river. They stood under the landmark bridge and watched the body slowly float downstream.
"One less bum dirtying up our city, boys. Worthless fucking stain on society. Good riddance."
They turned with military precision and jumped from the wall, fading into the freezing night. Button's last thought as the cold, dank waters closed over him was,
"Maisie!"